Hello, and welcome to Alpine Valley. Please listen carefully to this announcement as it details important policies for today's show. Those of you who do actually listen will be rewarded by saving yourself a lot of trouble, frustration, and arguing over who may need to walk back to your car to return a prohibited item, or the sadness that happens when you need to throw a beloved item away. For today's show, there are three gates available for you to enter the theater. If you attempt to enter at the wrong gate, we reserve the right to and will make fun of you at any time. Those with VIP tickets should enter at, you guessed it, the VIP gate, which is located next to gate number one in the main expo building. Those with Zamly tickets, Fastlane early entry, and audio recording equipment should enter in the specially marked lanes at gate number one. Everyone else is still really cool and special, but you can choose any gate to enter the theater today. Before you get to the gates, if you have an electronic ticket, please ensure that the entire ticket and all associated barcodes have been downloaded to your device to avoid any delays. Before entering the theater, you and your belongings will be subject to a metal detector and possible pat-down search. This is to ensure that you don't have any prohibited items stashed anywhere they shouldn't be, like in those large pockets on your cargo shorts or tucked carefully into that expertly folded blanket. If you refuse this search, you will not be permitted to enter the theater. You can help us to help you to keep the lines as short as possible by following these simple rules as you approach the gates. First, finish your beverages and throw away your bottles and cans well before you get to the search points. You cannot bring them into the theater, and we don't want you to have to chug them during your last minute in line. Second, unzip and open all bags and purses, unfold all blankets, remove your hats, and empty all pockets of any and all metal items, holding those items such as phones, keys, and money clips in your hand before you get to the search point. For today's show, the following items are permitted into the theater. Non-glass factory sealed or empty water bottles up to 1 liter in size, limited to one per person. Extra clothes, small blankets or tarps, low-level beach-style lawn chairs no more than 9 inches off the ground, small backpacks, bags, or purses, cameras without detachable lenses, and food in clear Ziploc containers. Now let's go through a list of items that can be dangerous to both you and others if they are used not for good but for evil. Here we go with the list of things you can't bring in and shouldn't be trying to sneak into the theater today. These prohibited items include all cans and bottles of any kind other than non-glass factory sealed or empty water bottles, any aerosol sprays such as bug or hairsprays, camping-style chairs which will fold up on you if you try to use them on the lawn, large blankets and tarps, filled or empty camelbacks, umbrellas and strollers, any DVDs or VHS tapes of Fantasy Island, sharp-studded or pointed jewelry or clothing, ripped jean shorts that may be way too short for your own good, weapons of any kind including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, pepper spray, spears, tridents, tasers, daggers, javelins, axes, blowguns, any pencils that are not number two pencils, anything with the words I love lamp, laser and LED pointers and glow sticks, chainsaws and weed whackers, homemade nut milks, pictures of Ryan Seacrest, noise-making devices such as whistles, megaphones, and cowbells, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell, banners, flags, or signs larger than a standard sheet of paper, any items made of rich Corinthian leather, fireworks of any kind including sparklers, and any and all other items deemed to be unsafe by theater management. Remember, as you approach the gates, throw away your beverages, keep your pants on, but unzip your bags and purses, unfold your blankets, remove metal objects from your pockets, and remove your hats. If you don't, you will be responsible for delaying every person behind you in line, which will upset them greatly. If you have technology items that you stare at all day and instead of having conversations with other people, you may not be able to bring them into the theater. These prohibited technology items include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, those really annoying selfie sticks which allow others to make fun of you when you use them, and any other video recording equipment. A simple rule for the day is be nice and behave both in the parking lots and inside the theater. If you don't remember that and you interfere with the performance or other enjoyment of the performance, you may be subject to eviction from the theater at our sole discretion. This includes behavior that's unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, and any other objectionable conduct. Keep your ticket in a safe spot, as we're going to ask to see it as you move throughout the theater. If you have an electronic ticket, please confirm you've downloaded the barcode and related images to your device prior to approaching the gates. If you have any of the following tickets, you will be issued a wristband as you get to your area. These include the pit, preferred lawn, deck 13, expo party deck, and those with ADA accessible seats. Once you've been issued a wristband, don't lose it, as you will not get another one. If you should happen to mysteriously lose your ticket or associated wristband once inside, you can then find any seat you'd like in the lawn, as that is your new seat for the rest of the show. Once you leave the theater for any reason today, re-entry is not permitted. If you smoke, have you heard? It isn't really good for you. Smoking, vaping, and anything that may be smoked for medicinal purposes is not permitted in all reserved seating areas and in all buildings at Alpine Valley. And please, please, please stay out of trouble today by not smoking anything that may be legal in other states or countries while you're here. While on the Alpine Valley grounds, overnight parking, camping, vending, and the use of drones and or fireworks are all strictly prohibited, and violators will be prosecuted. Once seated, please make note of the nearest exits and emergency exits around you, keeping in mind some exits may be behind you. The red zone is for the immediate loading and unloading of passengers. There is no stopping in the white zone. Thank you for coming out to see the Zac Brown Band today at Alpine Valley, and we hope you enjoy the show.